So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration each and every day. And I really do my best to bring in entrepreneurs from all walks of life. And I love this guy, AJ Amix. He put down his guitar and built Twitter rockstar. So welcome, AJ.
Thank
how
you so
are
much.
You?
I'm awesome, man. I just got back from Utah. I've been on the deserts in Utah, so I'm like full of fire this afternoon now. So I'm full of fire this afternoon, have been all day.
So tell me about professional musician. What was that like? Tell me about that life.
It's like being a truck driver, where you spend more time driving the tour bus and stuff to where you're going more than playing music. So it's awesome because you're playing in front of thousands of people. You're inspiring thousands of people. You're creating an experience for thousands of people. But you're spending probably 80% of your time rehearsing and driving.
Wow. Who knew, right?
Exactly.
I and if you don't travel with your bus, then you don't have all your stuff when you get there. So it's kind of part of the game, I guess.
100%. Yep. Either that or you have a big trailer. We had a trailer that we pulled for a while, and we've slept in Walmart parking lots, venue floors, you name it. We probably slept there.
The glamorous life.
Exactly. Exactly.
So tell me about the transition into business. What was that like for you, and how did that come about?
Yeah, it's been an ongoing, constant game of expansion for me. So even in the game of music, I still did business. I got us radio play. I brokered our radio offers, our record offers. I raised our funding for a tour bus. I designed all of our merch. I sold all of our merch. I did everything a manager would do. I did that, but I also wrote songs. I also, you know, produced songs with the guys. It was a very co-creative process, right? But I love the game of marketing and business. So when we decided to part ways in October of 2009, I had a choice. Do I put together another group of guys, which I'm very good at, or do I go into the game of marketing and business? Well, ultimately, I read a book called The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and I
love that book.
Introduced this concept of lifestyle design. So I'm like, well, man, if Tim can pull this off, I can pull this off. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm all in for that game. Why didn't they teach me that in university? So ultimately, that took me into the game of understanding of being introduced to Brendon Burchard, Mike Koenigs, and the Jeff Walkers, you know, the big internet launches that were going on in 2009, 10. Jeff Reese was doing his $1 million day in the launch space at internet marketing. And so I could see the trends. And I bought a course by Mike Koenigs in 2011, I believe was the year, called Social Media Marketing Machines. And so I understood, if I understood how to use social media to grow a business, then I'd actually have a career, because it's always going to be changing. I love the game of marketing. And so I bought that program for $3,000. And I didn't have $3,000 at the time, but they had a 6-month payment plan for $500 a month. So I told myself, if I cannot buy this course, implement the information in it and make my money back, plus pay for my cost of living, which I was young, I was 25 years old, 24 years old, whatever it was at the time. My overhead was not much. I was like, I might as well just die. You know, like for me, it's, I live at the extremes. Highs are highs, lows are lows. It's just the way I play this game. So I bought the course. I devoured the course. I implemented the course. I joined the Chamber of Commerce and I picked up my first client that day for $2,400. Never looked back and grew that business to where I had 23 clients on retainers. And then I got burnt out because I didn't understand the game of business. I didn't understand the game of hiring, firing processes. And everything. I looked at my vision board one day and it said, the highest achievers have always relied on mentors. And I was like, well, guess it's time for me to have a mentor. And in that moment, the name that popped into my mind was Garrett J. White. He runs a movement called the Wake Up Warrior Movement out in Southern California and helps thousands and thousands of men. Now, this was prior to Warrior. And so I talked to Garrett, I reached out to him, I met him at Brendon Burchard's event, and there's this something within me. I'm a very gut-driven person. Not everybody's designed that way, but I am. So I listened to it, had a conversation with Garrett, sent him a Facebook message and said, yeah, man, we connected here at this event. Don't know if you remember me, but here's where I'm at, and this is what I want to accomplish. It looks like you're doing that. Do you even help me? Do you even help people like me? I don't even know what the hell
you're
doing.
Yeah, I want to just pause you for a moment, AJ. I really want to share with people like the message. I kind of just want to blow up this message just a little bit as we look at, it's not really working for me this way, so I'm going to get some help. And I think so many entrepreneurs say, it's not really working for me this way, but I'm going to rely on me to do everything anyways.
Sure.
Or, you know what I'm saying? And what I got from what you said was, hey, if this isn't really working, it's time to reach out. It's time to step it up. It's not time to get smaller with it. And I can totally understand the burning out in one or two things because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we go, 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 go. Sure. And then all of a sudden it's like not going. And then we're like, oh my gosh. So I love that. And I am familiar with the work of that person. I think through Kevin Nations introduced me to the work of him.
Beautiful.
And he's very intense and passionate about what he does. And he actually had a similar situation where he was going, and he wasn't really making any money. And I think Kevin said to him something like, are you just bringing in clients that are pussies? Which always made me laugh because I'm like, what's wrong with pussies? But anyways, and he wrote it on his arm.
I remember that.
And then he like shifted who he worked with. And that changed everything, He just shifted who he worked with. And in a dime, his whole entire planet changed and then led to all the things that he did. So tell me a little bit more about, so you brought in a mentor.
Yep.
And because we only have an 8-minute show, we're going to have to jump over some of these
pieces. Sure.
And why don't we go to kind of your operating mode now? And I love how you lay out like how people can work with you. So we're going to skip some parts and they're going to have to find you to get more about parts. And tell us a little bit now about like what's happening now with how you operate and how you up-leveled everything.
So I thought if I understood marketing and sales, and this is why I reached out to Garrett, and Garrett taught me the game of how to master modern day marketing and sales. But I was still struggling. I was like, why can't I not hit $100,000 a year? Why am I stuck at this $50,000 to $60,000 to $70,000 a year? Like, what takes you to 100 to 300? And what was missing is it wasn't marketing or sales, and it wasn't even mindset. It was actually understanding core principles that operate on the planet, which is this idea of what I call core power. And so the world has some laws of nature, one being the law of being, which is the world will give you exactly that which you give yourself. So if I'm looking outside of myself for validation and approval from the marketplace to say, hey, this program's worthy, you're good enough, the marketplace will show up and give me opportunities to express that I am not good enough. If I am looking to hire a coach, not just to collapse time, but to save me, I'm not going to be saved because at the root of who I am, I'm broken. And so as a result, the marketplace will show up to mirror that. This is what the gurus have said for thousands and thousands of years. As within, so without, right? Or they'll say the external world is a mirror of the internal world. Now, I've studied personal development for a really long time. Like, I understand intellectually this game of personal development, this game of spirituality. But yet, how do we make this shit fucking practical so we can actually have a human experience that changes not our own lives, but every fucking person we meet on the planet? Because ultimately, that's what we're here to do, is to be human and have expressions as the divine co-creator with this life. So in order for us to have different fruit, we have to look internally to find what is the root that is being created from. Because if we're creating from, I need validation at the root, inside your beingness, your soul says, you're not accepting yourself. So we have to breathe. We have to listen and respond to that call to love ourselves, to find that we can approve of that little person with us. And when we approve of that person, we respect that person, we're nurturing that person, and we listen to the calling that's coming through us, and then we go do what's required. Now the whole external game becomes very simple, and boom, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 from this game of what I call thrive. We're thriving rather than I will it my way. I will bend the world to make it what I want. No, that idea of like drive, 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 hustle, hustle, grind, there's a time and place for it. But if we're not careful, it will lead you to the stage of burnout, I guarantee you. So we have to be very, very careful and very aware of what is the root in which we're creating from.
And just taking it from there, which, by the way, I swear to gosh, I love this. It's like having a pulpit for my podcast. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. The little ginger fire.
Woo, baby, got there. So just tell us one little thing then more of getting to that place of giving yourself permission to be that excellence of you, or to, I got it when you said it, it came out really clear. It was like, how do I give myself permission to see that excellence in me?
Part of it is just that.
Yeah.
Part of it is giving yourself permission to see that you need nothing, you deserve everything. That you do not need to fix everything because you're already whole. But if you see yourself as broken, like, I have to fix this, I shouldn't be angry, I should fix being angry, I shouldn't be fearful, I should fix myself for being fearful. Well, this means at the core, we see ourselves as broken. So we have to come into our inside and just breathe and get a place where we can be grounded and centered and pay attention to, are you feeling constriction in your throat or your chest? Because if you are, then this ultimately is sadness. And what are we sad about? And it doesn't mean that you have to fix being sad. It just means sit with being sad. What do you feel like you've lost? It's okay. And whatever it is that you feel like you've been lost, then tell yourself, I see you, I hear you, I recognize you. And it's okay to be sad. And I love you for that. If we're feeling constriction in our bellies, our gut area, then this is fear. Now, fear is a signal. All emotions are messengers, and they're all here to say, hey, pay attention, I'm trying to tell you something, right?
Right.
So fear is like built in for our survival. So pay attention. Now, there are times when fear serves us, and there's times when fear disempowers us. Yet we have to learn how to align with that truth by recognizing this piece of us that's saying, hey, I need to be loved right now. And then we could either choose to not take action from that fear if it's, you know, if it's disempowering or empowering, or if it's disempowering, then maybe we choose to lean into that fear and say, I know you're scared, but I got this. It's okay. And we lean into that fear and push through to create a new reality. Because once we have a new experience, our mindset can no longer discount. You cannot intellectualize breakthroughs. It's the experiential piece that ultimately integrates and changes you at a cellular level, where you have a new reality, where you break through that upper limit, right? If we have tension in the back of our necks or our shoulders, we're looking at anger. Now, anger is not a bad thing. Now, if we're reacting for anger, we're going to hurt some people. But if we pay attention to the message, which is the need for change, then we can internalize and be like, okay, I'm feeling anger. Okay, what am I angry about? Well, I would like to be changed. I'm feeling just that I want to be respected. Interesting. Okay. I respect myself. I love myself. Awesome. Now we can open up and we can dialogue with somebody by speaking the inarguable truth, by saying, hey man, I feel really angry right now. I just feel really disrespected. And I know you're awesome. I know I'm awesome. So I'm just trying to figure out, how in the world could we work together to like respect you and respect me so we could co-create life together? This place leads to no drama, not coming down into what we call the drama triangle. Instead, it's allowing you to be a co-creator with life to actually create win-wins, which is what we're all here on this planet to do.
You know, I could interview AJ Amix for like a century. So we're going to take a little time out now to close off the podcast, since we've gone over our 8. And we're going to say, AJ, how can we get a hold of you? And I noticed you have some discovery opportunities on your website. So how do we find you, and how can someone connect with you?
Yeah, the best place to start is go to ajamix.com/6figuretraining. There's a free training there. It's a really, really good training. So go to ajamix.com/6figuretraining. That's a great place. Or you can just go to ajamix.com and you can connect with me, find my social, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Thank you for coming.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.